Mike Ducey is in from Fox 4, filling in for Junior. If you could open up a door over there, Mike, there's somebody who wants
to get that. Here we
write
go.
In and say hello to you. She.
Hello, Mike. Hello, George.
It's Marge.
Hi, it's Marge.
A former swim coach, not my swim
George's
coach.
George's old swim coach from high school. Oh, he was so good. You were one of my star pupils.
I didn't swim in high school.
You were really good at swimming in the water.
Oh, thanks, in the water.
Yeah, exactly. You know the thing that I think made you so successful?
What's that?
You had so much junk in your swim trunks, it worked like a keel.
All right, that's really uncomfortable, and you did not coach me in high school. I didn't know you until just a couple of years ago.
We were so good, and we were like, I think, just about 5 minutes away from going to the Olympics, but then George quit the team because he was too much into pot smoking and AC/DC.
Oh, a lot to unravel there. I never smoked pot.
He would cruise around in his Ford Fairmount.
Did have one of those.
He would just spend his time cruising forests, sexually harassing the women's.
Yeah, you could probably classify that as harassment.
Told you!
Yeah, you probably
nailed
could, yeah.
Nailed
George pleads guilty.
It was a different world back then.
I'm so glad to see Mike Ducey in here.
It was great to see you, Marge.
Mike's the best.
Of all the people on television outside of Strahan, you make me put moist in my Depends, Mike.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Marge.
You turn my privates into a hothouse of forbidden desire.
He has that effect on women.
After I watch you on that free-for-all.
Well, thanks for watching.
It feels like someone tucked a hand warmer and a sparkler into my mommy chamber.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, Mike. Listen,
I'm telling you, George.
Mike is a respectable.
Mike gets me so worked up.
He is a respectable.
He makes me feel alive as a woman.
Sportscaster here in town. You need to watch how you're talking.
I feel like I'm about one circular motion from exploding into contractions and stars.
Stop it.
Oh,
Mike.
Man.
Mike, do you do Cameo?
I hate to think what Strahan must do for you.
Do you do Cameo? Are you on the platform?
I am not yet, no.
I would love for you to sign up and do a Cameo for me, shirtless.
Oh.
Will you read a specific message?
Not sure you
with
want me
unholy
shirtless,
imagery
Marge.
I've written into it. $25 I'll start saving cans now, and I'll be able to afford it by Christmas.
You don't need to be spending your money on that, Marge. Everything good down at the riverbed? I don't know if that's possible.
You're mocking.
I'm not mocking. I was asking.
I bet you're wondering, why the double full body cast?
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up, but...
Funny story.
Oh, funny story.
I was being torn apart by pit bulls after being mugged.
Golly, that's terrible.
That's unrelated.
Oh, okay.
About 3 days after that, a truck hit me as I was trying to cross the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge.
Yep, sure enough.
It was a military transport going about 70 miles an hour with a driver... who had one eye on his phone trying to eat a keto bar and jerking it.
The bar?
The keto bar?
We'll go with that.
Wow.
Well.
He was jerking the wheel to me while I was on the shoulder.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But anyway, he hit me so hard they found my chair in Euless.
Oh, my gosh.
It took a team of medical students to put me back together as a lab practical.
That's quite a launch. That's quite a launch.
By the way, George, can I come stay in your equipment shed just to get out of the elements for a few days?
No.
Come on.
I don't have an equipment shed.
Oh, he has a beautiful equipment shed.
He does.
Have you ever seen an equipment shed that's a 3-2? George has one.
I do not.
It's unbelievable. I've been to your property, George. It's so beautiful.
How about Austin Street?
I can prove that I've been to your property.
How?
I see them deliver grand pianos every day.
Okay, that's not
like
my property.
Clockwork.
We don't have one. We don't have one of them.
You have a really nice place. I like the equestrian play area that you have.
That's actually my neighbor's.
And I think the lazy river you had built is top notch. I do have a few questions about the Mount Rushmore that you had chiseled on the bluff that overlooks your north pasture.
I don't have a bluff anywhere near my pasture.
Why are all four of the faces just you with slightly different hair?
They're supposed to be four Jordan Spieths. That's what they're supposed to be.
I gotta go now, George. I know you're up against it.
Yeah, we are.
Bye!
Bye, Marge. There she goes. Well, she likes you, Mike.
Mount Rushmore, Marge, with all of the faces, Marge, being you with slightly different hair.
What? Here's Marge.
That's an ego.
Why did you say something to her?
I'm scared of her.
Are you?
Yeah, she got on to me once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I accidentally hit her in the face with a backpack once.
That is what we call a callback, ladies and gentlemen.
It's 8:47 on the